Around the World Tour in Literature, Level B1. Inspired by Jules Verne's globe-circling Phileas Fogg, Harvard's David Damrosch has created a companionable Round the World Tour in books to inspire armchair travellers and the intrepid in-person adventurer alike. By David Damrosch. Inspired by Jules Verne's globe-circling Phileas Fogg, Harvard's David Damrosch has created a companionable round-the-world tour in books to inspire armchair travellers and the intrepid in-person adventurer alike. From classical Kyoto to post-war London to modern-day Nigeria, explore how writers encounter the world and how the world bleeds into literature as they transmute social conflicts and personal traumas into works of pleasure and beauty. What better way to travel than on the page today and then in person once the last COVID restrictions lift? Faces of Love by Hafez, Khatun and Zakani. Shiraz, Iran. This collection of three classical Persian poets brings us back into a Shiraz of wine, song and romantic rivalry. From the often mystical Hafez to the erotic female poet Khatun and the satiric Zakani, all three poets see Shiraz as an earthly paradise, probably better than the heavenly one. Atlas of Remote Islands by Judith Shalansky. Pitcairn Island, British Overseas Territory. Shalansky's 50-island atlas pairs meticulously drawn maps with haunting single-page descriptions that hint at tragedies just off the map. As she says, paradise is an island, so is hell. Seeking a utopian space of freedom, the mutineers of HMS Bounty turn Pitcairn Island into a little hell of their very own. Notes of a Native Son by James Baldwin, New York City. Baldwin tells a vivid coming-of-age story that moves from storefront churches in Harlem to the jazz scene in Greenwich Village, all seen from the reflective distance of Paris. His eloquent essays form a perfect counterpoint to his native city's complex social and psychological landscapes. Omaros by Derek Walcott, St. Lucia, West Indies. Walcott was awarded the Nobel Prize 2 years after publishing his great verse novel, which reworks Homer in an epic account of the rivalry of the fishermen Hector and Achilles for the beautiful Helen. Blending Creole dialogue with Dante and James Joyce, Walcott's poetic narrative expands beyond his island to encompass the world. Family Ties by Clarice Lispector, Rio de Janeiro. Grounded in Rio's domestic spaces, Lispector's stories are world texts. An aged granny becomes a latter-day King Lear, rejecting her daughter-in-law Cordelia. Cockroaches invade a kitchen like an army of tiny Gregor Samsas from Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis. In Rio, you'll want to take a selfie by the statue of Lispector, a notebook in hand as she surveys Copacabana Beach. Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, London. Set on a single day in 1923, Mrs. Dalloway shows London returning to life after the trauma of World War I. As Clarissa Dalloway traverses her city, the carriages, motorcars, omnibuses, vans, sandwich men, shuffling and swinging was what she loved. Life, London, this moment of June. Flights by Olga Tokarczuk, Krakow, Poland. Krakow is the literary heart of Poland, home to 6 Nobel laureates, most recently Tokarczuk in 2018. The heroine of her darkly comic novel travels the world to museums displaying preserved body parts. Flights itself is stitched together from dozens of short episodes, countering any authoritative or authoritarian narrative whatever. By its cover by Donna Leon, Venice. Leon's Inspector Brunetti savours Venice's human scale as he walks the city's streets, seeking to track down a murderous thief of rare books. Leon's Venice blends past and present, official corruption and private pleasures, in an environmentally stressed city of transcendent beauty. The Thing Around Your Neck by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Lagos. Moving back and forth between Nigeria and America, Adichie's characters exemplify what she called the danger of a single story in a TED talk that's been viewed millions of times. Her Lagos is a complex blend of tradition and modernity, patriarchy and feminism, urban dislocation and unbreakable family ties. The Museum of Innocence by Orhan Pamuk, Istanbul. No writer has done more to put Istanbul on the map of world literature than Nobel laureate Pamuk. After reading this tale of a man who has built a museum in memory of his lost love, we have the unique opportunity to visit the actual Museum of Innocence that Pamuk has built to embody his hero's obsessive love. The Tale of Genji by Murasaki Shikibu, Kyoto. Shikibu's masterpiece unfolds a world of political and romantic intrigue in Heian-era Kyoto. Throughout his many love affairs, the shining prince Genji remains devoted to his beloved Murasaki, after whom the author took her own name, in this thousand-year-old novel written with deep psychological insight. Excerpt adapted from Around the World in 80 Books by David Damrosch, published by Penguin Press.